We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live on the line, Nolan Skipper. He's chief engineer for the Michigan Avenue Bridge Project, which is starting very soon. Hey, Nolan, thanks for joining us this morning. I think a lot of people are questioning, why is there work going on the Michigan Avenue Bridge? Didn't we just do that?
Good morning, Susan and Brian. Thanks for having me. To answer your first question, we did do work 2 years ago on the Michigan Bridge, on the uptakes on the bridge, so a different component of the bridge. Now we're back to do substructure work on the bridge, which includes concrete and timber repairs. So different components of the bridge, but yes, we're back to do some additional maintenance work.
Okay. Was this just scheduled quickly, or how much notice did businesses have that you were doing this?
So this project specifically has been under design for roughly 2 years. We gave notice to businesses on Monday for the official closure of the road. And we've been working with businesses since that official notice to further emphasize pedestrians and vehicle detour plans. For instance, we're going to put up business open signage at all our detour plans to allow people to understand that businesses are still open and the detour just takes them down South Park to Louisiana, over the Ohio Street lift bridge and back on the Ganson for business access.
I mean,
go ahead.
I was just saying, you've obviously had this in the plans for a couple of years, as you just mentioned, but should there have been a little bit more of a heads up than a week?
So that was the official notice that we gave earlier this week. We have had coordination. As you mentioned, we closed the bridge about 2 years ago. We did the work on the Ohio Street lift bridge last year. So we're back to do the Michigan Avenue substructure repair work now. So there has been coordination. It was just the official notice that went out Monday.
And the official closing is tomorrow?
Correct. The official closing is tomorrow. And again, we're working with businesses. One thing we've come up with in the meantime, since the initial closure notice on Monday, we're going to work to leave the bridge down for bigger events, bigger weekend events, where that will still allow pedestrian traffic on the weekend. So we've already had that coordination with the contractor that we accommodate that, because we understand foot traffic is big for the businesses down there.
So there will be some exceptions. Where do you draw the line? I mean, what is considered a large event?
We're working directly with the businesses to get the schedule of their bigger events. So we're hopeful the contractor can accommodate that, you know, maybe once or twice a month. At the end of the day, the more they accommodate that the further it's going to push the schedule. So we got to find that right balance, because we still want to stick to that 3 to 4 months total closure.
Is this it in terms of construction? Because a lot of people look at, and obviously this lift bridge, it's far more complicated than, you know, an overpass on the thruway or something like that. But with two summer-long projects in just a few years apart, was reconstructing the bridge in its entirety ever an option or maybe on the table instead of 2 years of disruption?
It was not. We did a pretty major rehab to the bridge in the 90s. This is maintenance work. This is the last scheduled maintenance work we have for the foreseeable future. So to answer your question, we shouldn't have any work that's on our radar after this closure here.
Was there any chance of doing it, let's say, in March, you know, so that it would just to speed things up and not kind of destroy the whole summer?
Yeah, unfortunately, due to weather restrictions, we kind of had to wait for the weather to break. This work does encompass concrete, so we had to wait for the weather to break, and it was a little cold into April even this year. So once we were ready to go in May here, we'll be off and running. There's also some maritime restrictions that force us to raise the bridge while we're doing the work as well. So, you know, on the weekends when we lower it, we'll have a bridge tender there in case there is still maritime traffic. But during the week, that's the reason we have to raise it is maritime restrictions.
Well, Nolan, we appreciate the time this morning, and thanks for the explanation on what exactly is going on, the Michigan Avenue Bridge Project, from Nolan Skipper, who's chief engineer on that project, to Scott Salaney, who's running the Totally Buffalo Fest at Riverworks coming up this weekend. Scott, I'm wondering how much of a surprise this news was to you.
Big surprise, as it was to the owners of Riverworks. And, you know, we, like everyone else, we, you know, very, very much caught off guard. Got 3 days' notice, which I just heard him say that this has been in the works for 2 years, and we gave the official notice, you know, 2 days ago. So I don't quite understand that.
And, you know, for people's just perspective, Riverworks is really basically located on an island, Kelly Island, and it's pretty inconvenient to get there, especially from the north towns, you know, without using the Michigan Avenue Bridge, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the Ohio Street, you know, if you have one way in, makes it difficult. I mean, I know that you if you're coming from Route 5, you take Ohio Street, but if you're coming from the 190, you want to take Louisiana to Ohio or Ohio directly over the Ohio Street Bridge. So that those are your options. But, you know, it was a lot easier when there was two ways in and not one.
Now that you know what's going to be going on this weekend, how does it change your plans, if at all? What are you expecting, and maybe what might be different?
Well, what we really want to do is get the word out as much as we can, you know, to the guests who want to come to the event, that, you know, of that it's still, you know, that it's still accessible. You know, I know that I was hoping to hear an answer from the engineer that they might keep it open this weekend, since it is a holiday weekend. We're not the only thing going on, but we're a pretty big event. And, you know, we have all of our vendors are local. I mean, these are small, independent, local businesses, you know, all based here in Western New York, and they rely on these events to make a living. And they rely on people coming to these events to buy their products. So I'm hoping that people will recognize that and support, as they always have. This is a very generous, wonderful community, as we know. And so we hope that'll continue this weekend with, unfortunately, a little more inconvenience than usual.
Yeah, I know it's a really fun festival, but you also heard Nolan Skipper say that they're talking about making exceptions for large events. What do you think about that, and is that fair?
It's fair. I mean, I don't know. I'd like to know what's considered large. I'd like to consider us large. We're well into the thousands, you know, for each year. I mean, we usually expect around 7,500 every weekend. That's what we've been doing in that range, sometimes better than that. So I consider that large. I don't, you know, I know that there are bigger events and smaller ones. I would think that on a holiday, and plus it's also a holiday weekend. You know, there's so much going on that I would think. And I would like to know if they're actually doing work this weekend. I mean, if they're not going to start work until next week, why close it on a holiday weekend?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.